But I've got another question. If what if just omit that thinking and just see how the sila grows by non-self? Because what I mean, I will not go to the monastery and I will start to make sila or whatever, any kind of kusala.
Excuse me, what about to do good deeds, to be good person?
Yeah, but that's, I'm saying going to the monastery is also
why,
the
why only
to,
there? Why be, only there, not daily
because
life?
Because there is a wise friend and the hearing a Dhamma.
Really?
Maybe. About self doing this all that?
About meditation.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the sila.
But sila without understanding is not the sila taught by the Buddha.
Yeah, because going to the monastery seems actually to me quite... because it's like seems faster or something, because what you're teaching, and this is very long, long way. Just like any handle than knives handle.
What urge you to do so?
Conditions, accumulations.
Wrong or right?
Sometimes wrong, sometimes right.
And what is wrong and when is wrong?
When it's wrong, it's wrong.
So, the first mankala.
Yes, you talk about that. Mm. It's association with the wise.
Don't associate with the wrong person.
Yes.
Which is worse, association with a person who knows nothing about the teaching or association with a person who teaches wrong view?
Mm-hmm.
And sila is just do good deeds as well. Appreciate goodness. See, even appreciate goodness will condition one to do more good deeds. Is that sila or not? No? To be good, to do good deeds? To be good is sila. No killing, no stealing so forth. That is varita sila. What about jarita sila? That is not, it means that that is not enough. Not just refraining from ill deeds, but there should be good behavior too, to others, parents, and appreciate goodness all the time.
Which is worse, association with a person who knows nothing about the teachings and has bad sila,
mm-hmm.
or a person who has good sila but teaches wrong view.
And do you believe that there is good sila?
That's why I...
Yeah, first of all, I don't know what sila is. That's the problem also.
The manners of speech, and this come from kusala citta.
Yes. But not all kusala are sila, isn't it?
Yes, all kusala. By way of dana, by way of giving, or by way of teaching.
Okay,
but not
by sila. Not all by sila.
All is sila.
Okay.
Because there are pakati sila, like kusala sila, akusala sila, and abhyagata sila.
And what is akusala?
So you have a lot of natural sila because you like to help and be pleasant and courteous and so forth.
So the question is that enough? See, never enough to be good.
So Ajahn, what's your advice, what to do?
Understanding. Whatever appears.
According to the teachings.
To be good and wise and right and understanding. But can anyone follow? There must be conditions. And the main one is right understanding. What is wholesome and what is not wholesome. Not just want to have sila, because it's me or I who wants.
In Thai discussion, we have a lot of Thai friend who would like to go to the monastery to behave in the control of sila. Ajahn always said, why not now? Why wait to go to the monastery? You cannot be there. You not even know that you can be there. But why not understanding it now? And sila is about kusala citta. If you understand sila in itself, why have to go to the monastery and have somebody to make us to be behave good sila?
But what I was meaning before is like, because we start to talk about how to develop the panya that knows itself how to develop more sila and all the kinds of kusala. So what I mean, because Buddha said a lot of things, and some things what he teach, like favorable conditions of the place of dwelling or the monastery.
And do good deeds.
Yeah, but that's like the factor that is there. So
for what? Like favorable place for living. In what way?
It's for more development of kusala and understanding. Even just like the monastery, it's like with the more, I don't know these conditions, but that was something about the place of the vihara and different kinds of vidharas, good viharas and bad viharas, different things they are, you know. So even Buddha teach that subtle distinction so that people can understand and just know that, oh, I should be in this.
The one that is clean.
Yeah, but it can, yeah, clean, that was from DSG. And I think even the such subtle distinction can help to understand more.
Even in the Buddha's time, yeah. Did all the followers go to the monastery?
No. It was like, for them, did it Buddha was so, much, those, so natural.
Did Buddha tell those who didn't go to go?
No.
You said that it's more favorable. Why didn't Buddha tell?
Yes, Ajahn, yes, I know, but we talk about also the favorable conditions to some kind of development or more sila, and because everything is out of control, but there are some factors there. The conditions are there, and this may condition more attachment or more understanding.
You mean that you can understand the teachings without learning, just by going to favorable place? So?
Yes, but
I think in Bali they call sapaya. Sapaya places, favorable place, but only for samatha, I think.
But Ajahn told that each kind of kusala conditions also right understanding, it helps.
And where are you now?
Here.
Wait till then, or not necessary to wait till then?
Yeah, that's true.
Whenever there are conditions.
That's true.
Would a favorable place not include a place where one can hear the true Dhamma and discuss and consider?
Yeah.
Nobody said that was a quiet place or
yes.
On a cushion under a tree, etc.
We think about kusala, to go to a place to have more kusala, right?
Mm-hmm.
To have less akusala, okay? We go to this place to have less akusala.
No, I think to have more kusala.
And less akusala, right?
No.
Wanting to go is kusala or akusala?
It may be kusala or akusala. Chanda.
Chanda can arise with kusala and akusala.
Mm-hmm. So it can be wanting with kusala or with akusala, it's the truth, I think.
Who knows, just say as timid or only speculate.
Speculate.
So it's not true.
Mm-hmm. If you want it for yourself,
mm-hmm.
to be a better person.
Yeah, but it's two chanda, kusala, so how can understand?
So what's your point living in this world?
That's, I don't know, actually. I really don't know.
That's why he wants to ask you what to do.
No, Ajahn, because you're talking so much about this, And but I mean, because in the Tipitaka it's so much, there's so many different classifications.
To have little less akusala from time to time, from understanding.
Talking about sila as natural sila, courteousness and manners and so forth. I mean, even as we are here now, we appreciate that we're in the company of a number of people in a small space and that they are here to discuss Dhamma, so we act accordingly. We don't make too much noise. And all these sort of things are or can be kusala, sila, naturally. So it's developing if there's some awareness of it. But if we think that, well, there'd be more sila if I was somewhere else, then there wouldn't be any likelihood of a sila now being appreciated.
And, for example, about sabaya is suitable, like for a jhana or me or Wojtek today, hot water is suitable because then we can sit here and discuss Dharma, otherwise maybe we cough and have to leave the room. But if there's no understanding, just drinking hot water is not useful at all.
To me, I think understanding comes first. You don't know how long will we live.
Just keep listening to your tapes and posting on the
But it's still, I think it's that they're expecting something now. Like what I will be doing later, like, you know, making these extracts or something that's like thinking of what will happen tomorrow or today. And
so that's the reality then?
That's the reality. And
no. Then it is.
And now we forgot Kunsara's question. You remember that? Is seeing easy to understand? See, even it's here and now. So what else? It's more important in the world. There's seeing and ignorance, But there can be seeing and understanding,
And if one has an idea that going to the monastery or the quiet place is more suitable for sila or kusala, then it's a hindrance because it means one has an idea when one's in the city or doing one's normal work or living one's ordinary life that sila cannot, there cannot be understanding, there cannot be sila because one's always thinking about the other quieter place that would be better. But it's not understanding, it's not the development of sila.
There is one sutta mentioned about every moment passed, what do we do now? That's in the sutta. So if you're thinking that we want to go there to the monastery to do something in the future, I think back to the Ajahn mentioned about the lobha snatch our opportunity to be kusala. And we only think about in the future.
Another example is restraint from harsh speech. Sila. So how many opportunities or are there for unpleasant, angry or speech in a day? Many. And there's restraint, so it's sila. Is it not enough?
Yeah, I would like just hear about the ayatanas now, Adrian, because you use it today. The ayatana, so it's when it appears. Then it's ayatana.
It is a moment of experiencing an object. There must be factors like ayatana right then.
So it's not self anywhere?
No. That's why we learn to understand that there's no self. The more we understand the words of the Buddha by different ways of teaching, being Tatu or Ajatana or Khanda, but it's just Mupata, Riya Satcha, just to understand this moment as it is, as Ajatana or as Khanda, or as Patijasmupata, or as Arijasaccha.
But you always say, like, no time to think. No time to think. Because of we think a lot, like, oh, I will do Sila and everything. And sometimes I feel like when I'm gonna to think too much about other people, like, for example, for any kind of kusa, like this kind of development, like I see it and think, oh, these people, let they be like this, it's so much thinking involved. And because we talk about this kusala, and for me it's like just tired me. And you, because because you said no time to think, and I remember that.
So okay, what's meant by no time to think?
It will
because
be natural, and
it has arisen already before you think.
So even the kinds of, like, I'm sitting or something and try to develop this or that, that's also conditioned now.
To think about, not to understand any reality.
Yes. Yes, it's ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also ayatana.
Any moment
any
of
moment.
Experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
It indicates that not a single reality can arise alone. That's why, not self, not me, mm-hmm. who can do anything.
So whatever happens in life, it's there and it's conditioned. So
it depends on whether it's wholesome conditions or unwholesome conditions too.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just leave to conditions. That is unwise idea about conditions.
Mm-hmm. So we must go to the favorable place, to the monastery, to develop more.
Is this an excuse to avoid wholesomeness now?
But there is no.
Is it an escape?
An excuse and an escape.
Yeah.
That's like a dream.
A fantasy.
Fantasy.
They say you take your baggage from one life to the other. I think you take it from the life of the householder to the monastery as well.
Maybe there's a lurking desire to hear the wrong view.
A lurking. A sleeping. Yeah, but I have nothing against the wrong view. If this is there.
It just
because I cannot change when there is wrong view and when there is not.
But how can you know your accumulation? Whether it's wrong or right accumulations?
I don't know.
To be good in every way, all aspects, comes from accumulation too. And the opposite of it, when it's wrong conditions, wrong accumulations, not right one, it conditioned life different from those who have right accumulations. And we can see people in the world with right or wrong accumulations. And accumulation, the goodness can be accumulated from now on, each moment, from now on. Before there can be more right understanding. Because someone might hope just to have right understanding, ignore life or to be good or follow Sila with understanding. So Sila is only wholesome chittas.
Yes, but my question, if there is akusala or wrong view there, it's still ayatana.
Each
so
moment.
That's, but there's the time to develop more understanding. Even if it's akusala. Or, I don't know, it's...
You know the main roots of akusala?
Yeah, moha.
And?
And avijja.
Lobha and dosa. See.
So.
And when thinking about the monastery as being the time for sila rather than now, what kind of citta thinks like that?
Oh, it can be kusala or akusala. So that's not the problem. Because it really
it's
can
the
be kusala.
The problem is because it takes
no,
one away
it
from...
No, can be kusala who goes to the monastery. It's no doubt the Buddha teaches about this. And it's not
to
like
whom
the akusala.
Again? To whom again?
To people with the proper conditions.
Who have conditions to go.
To do that, yes. But it's not like it cannot be... It always must be
but
kusala.
But if one thinks that... Going to the monastery, being in the monastery is the time and place to develop sila rather than now. Is that right or wrong?
Yes, but can I just ask something? Because Alan, you mentioned that that's unwise thinking to leave it like all to the conditions and just. But my question is like, what if I don't have accumulation to develop more? Because you ask me, do you know your accumulation? And I can say a bit yes. Because I know what leads me to what.
Okay.
And sometimes I'm not able to go and develop sila or have metta when I want.
Yeah. And what about other accumulations?
Yeah, the other accumulation. That's why I'm sitting here and listening to Dhamma.
And what about other accumulations?
What kind of others?
Which condition each moment?
You mean conditions? Like anantara pachaya, samanantara pachaya, anantara pachaya.
Now.
No, it must be now, but.
Like the loba
and those are, because we have this accumulation also, and we.
So like now, if there's thinking that. The other time, the other place is when there can be sila or quicker sila. That at this moment is just attachment and wrong view that's thinking about the other place as being more suitable. So it always comes back to the citta now. Because now we're not in the monastery, so but there's kusala, kusala. Adiyakata Dhammas. So if there's dreaming of the other place, it's a kusala now.
What about not a monastery, but in a forest?
By the lake.
See? Animals running through the forest.
No wrong view to give to you, to instruct you. Just hope for oneself. Wishes everything for oneself.
Thinking you need to do something special.
But when there is no self, your behavior and everyone's behaviors will be better and better. Because you don't think about yourself, you think about the others.
Yes, but Ajit, because you talk about a lot of vitaka and that it takes us to the object that is like not worth of attention, something like this. But it's all the time like not sama sankapa and not right understanding. So why bother to discuss... if this is with good or
Upanisaya Kojara, remember that? Upanisaya Kojara.
Just a term, but I don't know what it means.
You know your Upanisaya accumulation, oh. Yes.
Like
to read Tipitaka, your accumulation.
It's there.
To like be attached to some objects.
Tipitaka. Mm. Oh yeah.
But not all your accumulation, only some part of it.
So this is where we come back to satya and being very true and straight to develop understanding.
Because my point is now, I'm sitting, listening Dhamma and develop more understanding, and sometimes I feel like it's when I hear like develop more kusala, muskusala, it's so much. Of course, my understanding comes with kusala, and it must be like that. But sometimes I can get it more clear. But sometimes I've got these doubts and everything. Like someone say me, oh, develop kusala, and I really don't know how for that moment. And is it bad, Ajahn? Is it wrong?
No understanding.
No understanding.
Will lead to more doubt and ignorance.
So can I ask you,
please,
by looking at moha, can you get panya?
Where is moha now?
Moha like delusion.
Yeah, but where is it now that you can look at it?
Well, I mean, I don't know. What I'm saying is that.
So it has to be this moment.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Understanding of this moment is moha already. It's not
no,
you.
Not understanding. Yeah.
Not understanding it is moha.
Yeah.
No one. But is moha.
By looking at moha.
Who?
The perception. The perception is looking at moha. Okay.
Just to look or to think or to know or penetrate or understand.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just to look at it. Just to look that, like, for example.
You mean think of it?
What I'm saying is that, like, I'm doing something with lots of moha. And then I said, it's just the past, right? And then I consciously say, oh, this is moha. And when I look at it from a distance, from a perspective, well, for me, it's usually that the panya comes. Because by looking at moha, like from a perspective, not by being a moha, but just like looking at it from a distance, some sort of distance, the panya comes. Like, okay, like for example, this is a simple example, this is moha. So I just look at it from a different point of view, and then I can see the panya there. So
is that looking at it or thinking about it? I'm trying to understand what you mean by look at it. And it sounds like you mean think about it. Because
so
I would think that
in a moment in a present moment, the moha stops. So I have to think about it, yeah, because there is no more moha when I, yeah, I can, yeah, it's like a past. It's a past.
Just realize the difference. There's no more moha when you think about it.
Yeah, because I made this observation on moha, so
that's the problem, isn't it? To your theory,
unless of course you're thinking with moha, which one would likely be doing in that case. In which case, one would, and to know it, to know moha, would require a moment of satipatthana subsequently to know moha as it really is. But what you're talking about sounds like thinking about it. And the question then would become, when you're thinking about it, if you're thinking about it with wrong view, akusala, then there's a self thinking about it. There's the idea of self thinking about it. And as long as there's the idea of self thinking about it, that's not the development of. There's no banya, there's no development of understanding there.
Which means that one should not consider ignorance at all. It's like
it's a situation that just has happened and showed my ignorance. I should just not think about this.
Well, I was going to say, we don't have to say what we should or shouldn't think about. The aim is to have a better understanding of what is. So we wouldn't take the thinking about it as being anything special if it's not. That's all.
But I'd like to know the purpose of studying the teachings so much. What is the real purpose of studying the teachings? Just leave it until afternoon.
Afternoon, you can think about it.
I can think about it.
Yeah. Gee, I thought someone would be saved by the bell.
The most important thing is the purpose of studying.